All right, what episode are we on?
Hold on. Oh, we're on 10.
Wait.
Let's get in.
Welcome to the Ignorant Podcast. We're season 3, episode 10.
Yes.
How's your week, Jack?
My week was pretty good. What did I do? I just kind of worked. That's kind of how summer's been going. I'm just working a lot.
Closer.
Just, you know, doing what I gotta do, working towards buying my own car. That's all. All
right, we finally have the camera. Hey, wait, I can't tell if the. I think it's a little bit delayed, the camera, but it's okay because I don't give a damn at this point. We have another camera that's 10 times better, and it refused to work. So we have to use this dumb idiot camera that I've had since the 4th grade.
It has a little bit of lag. It's like,
yeah, but it's chill. It's better than when we used a phone. So it's maybe maybe soon we'll have a. But this camera also might die soon. So if it dies, we're probably gonna take a break while it charges and go eat. I finally got my license.
Yeah,
my birthday was 2 days ago. No, 3 days ago, and I couldn't get my license the day after because. I'm not going to say it, but,
federal yeah. Holiday, that's all.
So, now I have a license, and I've been, you know, whipping around, as one does.
Whipping it? I mean, where'd you go the first minute you got your license?
Cal Ranch.
Really?
You know what Cal Ranch is?
No.
It's like a workwear store.
Oh.
I went there, then climbing, and then I picked up Elijah.
And then you went fishing?
Yeah.
Nice.
And then, but I have two fishing, so that's... my fishing rod right here, mm-hmm. And the other fishing rod will, like, not work. Like, you know how, like, when you flip that thing up, it's supposed to, like, drop?
Yeah.
It just wouldn't do that for some reason, so. I swear, it's... Is it getting more delayed as we go? I don't even care anymore, dude.
No,
I really don't care.
It's chill. I was thinking about going fishing with you. My mom won't let me ride with you, even though it's not me breaking my 6 months, it's you. But she's afraid of... She's all like, the statistics say that, like, in your first 6 months, you're more likely to crash. And she doesn't want me to get in a crash. That's the bottom line. And I'm all like, we're not going to get in a crash. But even when you say that, it's going to happen, you know. So, I don't know.
The thing is, I've been driving with people. I was literally just talking to this about Jack. When you get your permit, you can literally only drive with a parent. That's it. Like, no exceptions. And then when you get your license, you can't drive with anybody for 6 months unless it's a parent. It's like, brother, it's like so.
It's like you downgrade almost.
You definitely, like, it's like you literally get dropped.
Yeah.
Like you, or it's like if something bad does happen, you have no idea what to do because you're alone.
Yeah, it's true.
Or like
or if you're, because here's the thing about driver's ed, is it doesn't really teach you how to drive.
It teaches you rules that you need to follow.
But like, here's the thing. If you're pulling up, example, except I was with Drew, so I did figure out what to do eventually, but whenever there's construction on the road and you gotta go through whatever, like, fake lanes they make with cones or whatever, and you're, like, alone, you haven't done that before, you get a little confused. And sure, you can probably just finesse your way through it and just figure it out.
Yeah.
Or just follow the guy in front of you, but... occasionally, the construction worker is standing in the lane you want to turn into, and then it's either run over him or turn into the road that's being, like, dried. Like, it's wet asphalt sitting there. So, that did happen.
I keep looking at our setup, dude. It's actually so funny, dude. I wish I could record it and, like, I don't know. It's just funny. Because I have a ring light that you can usually set a camera inside of it, and since the camera's too close... I have to set it on a table behind it, and the ring light's still in front of it.
The lighting's still off, too. Is that better?
We're literally still trying to figure things out. All right, that's...
Now I look really red! Yeah, I'd be looking red and shiz.
I think that's good. I think that's
okay.
Good.
But, it's just kind of funny, because... my mom, like, she wouldn't have let me drive, like, with you in the car if I was, like, with my permit with her also, even though that's not against the law. But, like, you can, and then you can't. But you still could.
No, with your permit, you can't drive with friends, no matter what.
GDL.
No, with your license, you can do it, not with your permit.
No, I'm pretty sure with your permit, you can't.
You sure cannot.
No, I was in driver's ed. They told me that.
No, they're probably saying that with your license. Because that's when you get your license, they're all like, all right, we have a few different restrictions. You cannot drive with friends for 6 months unless a parent's in the car. And
I thought that was okay.
No, you can't drive with friends no matter what.
Either the driver's ed teacher is wrong, or I'm just remembering wrong, which is probably true. But
considering you've told me to freaking brake check on my final test, dude.
One simple mistake.
Dude, trust me. I know, dude. I'm literally a pro. I'm a pro driver these days.
Yeah, pro.
I am a pro.
Anyways, I was thinking about, because I want to go fishing, but if we were to go, I'd have to drive there myself because my mom won't let me ride.
And it's up the canyon. Would your mom let you drive up the canyon?
Yeah.
No.
I'm like, it's purely inconvenient because you have to spend like
more gas money. Then your mom has to go without a car.
And I have to drive by myself all the way up the canyon, which is annoying.
And honestly, dude, driving up the canyon by yourself is kind of scary.
Yeah, for real. So, and I got to go get a new fishing pole because I remembered, because I had my fishing pole and it was great, but I remembered that it was on the back of a raft that I was in a lake. So, and I released the line, so there's a spinner going behind me while I was rowing to this island on a lake.
So all your line was just gone?
No, it was sitting in the water. And it was just like the spinner was just going, and then my pole, it like, I don't know if the spinner, if like a fish actually bit it or anything, but my pole fell out and sunk to the bottom of the lake. So
I have an extra pole. It's just I need to fix it right now because like the reel won't work.
Yeah, I had a different reel than that though, because there's two main kinds.
Yeah.
And the one, there's a metal ring, half ring, and you put it up and then you hold the line. And
I look so short. Look at this. I'm actually taller than Jack, but yeah. I sit with such bad posture. I'm also in a sunken. Look at this seat, dude. This seat sinks down so much. This is freaking stupid.
Bro's pressed because you were shorter than me until last year.
I was definitely taller. No, you're probably right.
Yeah. I'm just a short man.
You're just a freaking short and stumpy kid. bro's a chopped down tree trunk.
Chopped down tree? Oh, my. Today I was at the wood shop, and you know that big old sander box thing with the conveyor belt you put wood through? I was doing that for like 2 hours, bro, and it kept getting jammed. And
I need to go to work, dude.
Yeah, and one time it got jammed, and I was just sitting there on my phone while Riley was fixing it for like a half hour.
That's chill,
dude.
And I
couldn't do anything else because, like, sander, you have to put these boards that you glue together through it, and then you cut the boards that you've glued together into the correct like length, and then you can cut them into the right pieces. And there were no other boards for us to sand, so I was just sitting there waiting.
Dude, plus that wood job,
it's kind of fun.
No, dude, honestly, when me and you went together, that was so fun, dude.
The only thing I don't like is just the sawdust in your nose, and then you sneeze.
I hate just getting like. Like, brother, you literally have to do so much laundry. I deep cleaned my whole room. I took apart my, like, PC setup, and, like, I, like, table managed everything.
Yeah.
And I went through all my laundry. Like, my laundry basket was, like, right there, the closet. You can literally see it in the video. Right next to that, like, that, Jack, move your big head. Right next to that, dresser, like, this way. To the ground, there's like a laundry basket, and it was literally full of clothes. And I finally was like, fine, I'm just gonna do the laundry, and I'll probably sell a whole bunch of clothes that I don't want. And there was like, I haven't worked. It is currently June 22nd, I think, and I haven't worked since March. And there was like wood shop clothes, that's like oak at the bottom of that basket.
Oh my, yeah, I drive my mom's car to work, so like most of the time. Actually, every single time since I got my license, except for today. So
you drive the van?
No, I had to get a ride because my mom was out with a friend. But her car, like, I forgot to take the compressed air and like blow all the sawdust off me, and I sat down in the chair, dust all over. I ended up taking the leaf blower, and I just blasted the chair until it was mostly off. And then I kind of got a rag and had to clean it. But, like, Yeah, like, you straight up just smell like wood. And it's not really a bad smell, but it is very strong. And you are dusty.
Well, so. you smell like oak.
Yeah. And I don't know, I kind of, laundry-wise, I just rock with the same pair of pants.
Yeah, I just literally wear the same thing until it's, like, bad enough. I'm like, okay, I gotta change.
Yeah.
Like, I'll wear the same t-shirt, the same hoodie, and the same pair of pants. And honestly, sometimes the same socks. Only sometimes. Sometimes, oh, most of the time I'll change it.
Bro,
but
you're wearing the same socks? No.
It's fine. I'm only working for like 4 hours a day.
Bro,
but
I've been hitting them like 5 hour, 4 hour.
When I worked there alone, dude, it sucked. I'd literally do 3 hours a day. And when you're working alone with people you don't like, 3 hours is tough, dude.
Yeah.
3 hours feels like an eternity.
Dude,
But when me and you worked, we'd work like 6 hours a day.
Yeah, dude. One time we clocked out and it was literally 7 hours of working. And there was this one time where instead of working, we like ran out of boards, but we didn't want to clock out. And so we sat on the table and we were just talking for a minute.
This is when we like first started the podcast again. So we'd literally just like be like, dude, imagine we did this. Like, all the times where I've, like, we upgraded our setup, or like, I feel like we're downgrading, dude. We went from having mic arms, now we don't, now we hold our mics. We went from having headphones, now we don't even have headphones. We're using a stupid, dumb, idiot camera.
No, I don't know how we can.
But now you have Photoshop again. I didn't have Photoshop. I was using this knockoff app, and my computer finally let me install Photoshop. So now,
ever since school let out, there's no Photoshop, and I had two classes that I could use Photoshop.
Bro still never made thumbnails.
Yeah, once in one class, I got dropped at the semester change. The other class, I was always doing stuff to prep for live streams. Or
holy, my mic wasn't plugged in all the way.
Oh. Or I was just either. Playing. What are you talking about?
Well, no. Like, just push it. There you go.
Anyways. I was, like, playing games with my friends in that class. But yeah, so now how can we even improve this setup right now?
New camera, new headphones.
Studio headphones, new camera. Do you want a table with mic stands?
No, I don't. I like holding them.
Yeah.
The thing is, I want to change my room to have like a better, because look, my bed's right here. Like, that's my blanket. That's my other blanket. Like, we literally have my closet's right here. Like, I wanna move it, but there's no other way for everything I have in my room. There's no other way for me to, like...
If only that shed was still your studio.
The thing is, there's just a lot of storage in that shed, but I'd have to keep my computer in that shed, which that's, like, the one thing I don't... I don't want spiders in my computer.
Dude, I wouldn't want hornets in your computer.
Dude, imagine we're recording a podcast. Like, ow!
It was your studio. We'd go in there, and he has... Freaking raid!
Raid on like the shelf.
Yeah,
and there'd see a hornet. We're like,
there was a freaking hornet's nest in there, and he starts blasting it. Like 12 of them start flying out.
Oh, that's funny,
dude. Oh, I forgot about the time capsule we buried in like 7th grade.
When?
Where?
That?
It was in your backyard, and we like marked it with a flag, but then it got knocked over, and we have no idea where it is now.
We put a time capsule?
Yeah.
I know I put a time capsule back there, but I unburied it not too long ago.
You did? Well, like, which one? Like,
I don't know. I did one myself in 7th grade.
Okay. Because we buried one, and we put, like, a bunch of random stuff in it. We put, like, a can of Mountain Dew in it or something, right? And, like...
Oh, the game fuel?
Yeah, the game fuel stuff.
That was mine. That was my time capsule, I think...
We buried a different one?
I don't think so. I think it's just the one. And that was all my stuff. I don't know. I know I made a YouTube video about it. Maybe you...
Did you unbury it, though?
Well, I put it in a stupid, dumb idiot, like I put it in, like, a cupcake box. Like where you... Because my dad has a bunch of them. So, literally, when I put the dirt, it was like... So, when I unburied it, like, everything was scattered. I had to, like... It was like a scavenger hunt.
Wow. Okay. Well, I thought that was still buried.
No,
so.
I unburied. When did I unbury that? I unburied it a while ago, but it was like there was like a Lego Spider-Man in it, like you know those switchblade combs. There's one of those in it, an old Coca-Cola can, a game fuel. I don't even think I found the game fuel. Mountain it's probably it's probably still back there.
Full can sitting under the
No, it dirt. Wasn't full can.
It was empty?
Yeah.
Oh, that's lame.
Well, brother, I'm not driving a whole Mountain Dew down there. I didn't even like Mountain Dew then. I hated those game fuels. I bought one and I gave it to you cuz I tasted it. I was like, "Oh, this sucks." And I gave it to you and you're like, "I love game fuel."
I liked it cuz I liked the branding around it and I thought it was cool and I don't know. They were all right flavors, you know. Better flavors of soda out there.
Do they even do them anymore?
I don't think so. Or they do and they're just irrelevant.
Probably. They're probably somewhere.
Who knows? Somewhere out there. Right now they got... Have you seen the Gatorade energy drink right now? That they're like trying to... What's it called? It's like...
Dome Media energy drink?
Yeah, something stupid. I don't really like energy drinks that much.
I hate energy drinks.
They're not even that good.
Did you hear about the... I'm literally running out of ideas. But you know the Titanic thing?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
The submarine, no. So they had a submarine. The tickets were $250,000.
Yeah, so $250,000 to go in a submarine.
Then see the Titanic. And they, for some dumb reason, they decided to control it with a Bluetooth controller. It literally looks Bluetooth, like an Xbox controller.
A Bluetooth Logitech off-brand PlayStation 4 controller.
Yeah.
And
that's how they're controlling
control
it.
And the thing about this submarine was normally a submarine's made all from one material because then it's affected all by water pressure in the same way.
Yeah.
But this submarine was made by carbon fiber and titanium. So two things. And it had a few successful missions and a few failed missions. So the failed missions were its pressure started changing too much when it got low. Like, started going down, and then they had to surface. So they would manually deploy these things, and they would make the submarine just rise to the surface of the water. And so...
But the thing about the submarine, you can't open it from the inside.
Yeah, so it's bolted shut from the outside, which is...
So there's five random billionaires in there.
Yeah, so the guy who made it was in there. One of the guys who helped a guy named Robert Ballard discover the... Titanic in the 80s was on it. A different guy that was like part of the company that made the submarine, and then two of Pakistan's richest people. Well, one of Pakistan's richest people, I'm pretty sure. Or
bro knows all the details.
I don't know. I've just been seeing a lot of videos about it. It's like in every video.
They literally have no idea what happened to him because they just lost connection.
Well, they
found
him, did you hear?
They did?
Yeah.
Are they all dead?
So what happened is at the bottom,
Brother, Titanic, no way they found them.
Yeah, the Titanic, it's split into two pieces, the bow and the stern.
Yeah.
From the front of the bow, 1,600 feet from the bow at the bottom of the ocean, the submarine is split into three pieces at the bottom of the ocean, and there's debris everywhere.
Wait, their submarine?
Yeah.
So they're all dead?
So as I was saying, the pressure from the carbon fiber and the titanium, it imploded on itself.
That's got to be
fake.
No way, dude.
No.
Because how do they get... Because that's one of five submarines that can go that deep. There's no way that they...
Yeah, they have the other submarines that can go that deep.
Yeah, but they probably would
have
exploded.
They also have sonar. Do you know what that is?
Oh, yeah. Never mind. But...
How they found it is sonar, though.
That's funny, dude.
And so...
They're all
freaking...
All those memes with, like, the Titanic after 111 years... Upping their kill count?
Yeah. I think it's just... It's kind of... It's appalling to see, like, these people dying in, like, almost the worst way possible.
Well, no, like, it was probably quick if it exploded.
It imploded.
Yeah, so, yeah, it was definitely quick.
It went... But everyone thought that they were just suffocating.
Yeah.
At the bottom of the ocean. And so... But there's a bunch of memes where it's like... It was stick drift that killed them, the Bluetooth controller disconnected, the guy rage quit and smashed the controller. It's funny to see because these people died in a gruesome way.
We're only at 19 minutes? Oh my gosh, dude.
Like, these people died in a gruesome way and everyone's just making fun of them. And so, like, what if the real Titanic sank in today's day? Like, what would happen? Like, would it just be...
Yeah, guys, drop your IDs in the comments below.
What?
Because we're on YouTube now.
Oh yeah. I was like, I thought you were making fun of me for a second.
No. I was making fun of you, but I was also making fun of people that do that. Like, you know, those TikTokers were like, guys, you will not believe. Like that music was like, dun, dun, dun. dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
Like that spooky, like the eerie music in the background. Like, guys, five people died looking for the Titanic. Or stuff like that. And they're always like, all right, guys, drop your ideas in the comments below. What you think about this idea?
Dude, in elementary school, I was obsessed with the Titanic.
Same, dude, like third grade.
Yeah.
What I used to do, before I'd go to bed, I'd borrow my sister's phone. I'd just look at photos. I'd just scroll up that, like, I'd go on Safari and search up, like, Titanic. Yeah. I'd just look at photos.
Yeah, because, like, in the library, I one time checked out a book, and it was, like, different ships that had sunk, and then I just, like, became obsessed with it.
I know when you used
to... Yeah, the thing with my arms in the pool, pretend to be the Titanic.
Jack would go around the pool, like, with his arms like this, because it would give, like, when your arm's in the water, it give that, like, effect.
Yeah, it would make a wake. Your arms would make a wake. And then I was like, wow, it's like a ship. And then I became obsessed with Titanic. And then I don't know how many times I did this, but I would go up to, like, random people. And I would take my arm, and it would, like, they're spread out like this, and it would scrape up against someone like this, and I would make the sound of it, like, scraping against me, like, and then I would dip my one hand in the water while the other hand's going up, pretending like it's sinking, and then I would put my arms both down, like, when it broke in half. Anyway, I was a weird kid.
Like, Chris still is a weird kid.
Still is a weird kid.
No, I'm just kidding.
But, yeah, I'm like, I can't believe I ever did that.
What are we gonna eat, dude? I already ate closer today. I'm like already thinking what we're gonna eat.
What do you want?
I don't eat fast food.
Loser.
All right, let's be honest. Who's the real loser? Healthy lad who doesn't eat fast food or drink soda, or this dumb fat frick who won't run with me, eats Taco Bell a lot.
I do not eat Taco Bell that much.
Eats fast food a lot.
Actually,
and drinks a lot of soda.
Here's the thing, is I don't eat it a lot. I just do eat it sometimes, but you're just like, never, you know?
The thing is, only time I've broken my fast food chain, like my fast food break, is when I'm with you, dude. You're literally, I swear, you're contagious. You literally, like, you're like Aurora, like, screams
Aurora,
Taco Bell.
The freaking princess.
Aura.
Aura?
No, wait, what is it?
It's Aura.
Yeah, Aura.
Wait, you said Aurora.
I was seeing the Fortnite skin, my bad.
Bro. Dude, do you remember, remember, like, people, like, us, or was it just me? I think it was...
Damn, dude, I look like a tomato. Look at this. Dude, I hate this camera.
But in sixth grade, we would, like, pretend to feel your aura, like, decide, like, what your aura was.
No, I don't remember.
You don't remember that?
Oh, I actually do.
Yeah, that was weird.
I hate elementary school, dude. You trying to make a stop at the old elementary school? Me and Elijah found out how to get on the roof again.
Oh, really?
It's sketchy, though, because in front of, like, the lunchroom, there's, like, a random pole and, like, a fence. You have to stand on the fence, jump, and just grab for your life. And then you're just holding the whole thing. And if you fall, you fall on cement.
Ow.
And then you have to pull yourself up. That's one way. There's another way.
How do you get off?
You find the lowest part of the school and you just jump off.
Yikes. Is that, like, over by where our classroom was?
It's back when, you know, like, in the back of the school, how there's that, like, you know how there's a front door and the back door, like this? You go to that back door, and there's, like, a little, like, patio kind of thing.
Huh.
And if you like, sit on your butt and scoot off, it's not that far. But what we do, we'd grab on like this and drop down. So when you're hanging off like this, it's literally, like, maybe as tall as my door. No, less than that.
Really?
Yeah, and then you just drop off. Huh. But still. But every time I managed to jump off and fall on concrete. Like, there's grass and concrete next to it. No matter what, I always land on the concrete. I'm like...
You're like...
But luckily, I have ankles of steel because I used to skate. And I climb, so you literally have to, like, you fall so much.
I went on a horse ride yesterday. And the guy hit... Like, the leader guy who has all the horses...
Who is it?
He's my neighbor. His name is Brooke Blackhurst. Just exposed.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Bro, name dropped like no other.
Name dropped. Anyways, but he has all these horses, and I was riding. First off, there was this one mule that he had, and it was freaking sweating like crazy. It was disgusting. And you know, like, horse trailers?
Yeah.
Where you, like, you lead him in, you just tie him up, and then you, like, literally you literally shove like 7 horses where it could probably hold 4 comfortably, and then there's 3 more squished in there. We bring him out, and there's this black mule, and it is freaking drenched and literally dripping. And then he's like, all right, this is the one you're riding. I'm like, no.
Forgot the sweaty horse.
Yeah. And I had to ride this dumb sweaty horse.
Sweaty mule.
Yeah, dumb sweaty mule. And do you know that mountain that, like, did you ever think that mountain over there looks like a volcano?
I do know.
To there on those horses.
Like, so, to the top?
Close to it. Like, the hill, like, the little hill before the peak.
Yeah.
Because the trail ends. We went there. At the top, the kid behind me, his name's Riker, and he's like, dude, your horse is steaming. It's literally steaming. Because it's so freaking sweaty. But, like, with the saddle, I was like, I, like, couldn't feel any, like, it wasn't, like, wet, but it was still gross. Because it freaking smells like a sweaty horse. And horses already smell bad, but a freaking sweaty
one. Already thinking about, like, how dumb is that? I'm, like, really thinking about how, like, I can't ride with you and you can't ride with me. Like, I don't even want to leave the house anymore knowing that, like, I still have to drive alone.
Yeah, we have to. My mom doesn't want me to ride with him. So if we want to go get food, we have to both drive there separately. Which is just dumb. And my mom was like, you can complain about it. And she's like, you can say that, but just wait for like 4 more months and you'll be fine. And I was like, okay.
Have you had your license for 2 months?
No. Well, actually, coming on to it, actually. Yeah, which is crazy. But
it's so funny to me, dude.
But it's just
so.
It's
like
dumb. She's not even afraid of like.
Getting pulled over.
Yeah, she's afraid of you literally crashing.
And the thing is, getting pulled over is not a problem with cops. Like, unless they're having a bad day, they will not stop you, dude.
Yeah.
Unless you give them a reason for them to be mad, they're not going to get
it. It is so easy to not get pulled over, bro. Don't drive freaking 20 over. Just rock at 5 or 7. 5 or 7 over.
7's the safest number, dude.
Dude, 7's a magic number, dude. Go 7 over, you're never getting pulled over. Never, ever.
Unless it's a speed trap.
It's true.
Bro's not going to go fishing with me for 6 months.
We can still go fishing, don't worry.
False you.
No?
No. Elijah's my fishing buddy.
Frick, dude.
He already beat you to it.
I hate everything. I just want to go fishing.
I just want to ride a car with my friend Jack.
My mom won't let me. It's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. But, man, what were we even talking about?
I don't remember.
Something.
I don't know. Let's.
Hold on. It's the driest.
I was literally freaking. No, it's not even that dry. We just keep.
We just keep somehow randomly saying stuff.
Should we go back to the Family Guy?
Family Guy.
Ow.
No, have you seen the one where it's like him going through puberty and he's like, do you guys feel like playing some baseball?
I think so.
It's so funny.
I literally restarted Family Guy, dude. It's literally it got to a point where it was so unfunny to watch. Like after they get to like what, the point of like 2013, dude, it's literally so like they try too hard.
Yeah, it's true.
So I restarted it. And I've already been on that Simpsons grind again. The thing is, I like The Simpsons a lot more, but the only reason I like Family Guy is because Peter Griffin, dude, he's so funny. Like, I always have competitions between the two, like, in my head. Like, over Homer and Peter, it's like, it's close, I love Homer, but Peter definitely wins. And then Marge and Lois, false Lois, you can't spell Lois without L. Marge on top. And then we got Bart and Chris. We all know it's Bart. And then we got Lisa and Meg. I don't like either of them that much. But just because it's Meg, I'm going to pick Lisa. And then Stewie and Maggie, dude, Stewie the goat.
Dude, Stewie the goat.
And then Brian and Santa's little helper, dude. I don't like Brian, so I may be biased, but false you, Brian. I'm calling you out. Box me.
You hate Brian?
I don't like Brian, dude.
Well, how come?
I like old Brian, but new Brian's political, dumb.
It's true. Like, The idea of Brian's character being political, but it wasn't his whole personality, was kind of funny. But
then they turned it into like, that's his whole personality. It was like, I love pot. I hate politics. I'm a book writer. I love women.
He's like atheist.
Yeah, and he's, yeah, false to that guy, dude. Honestly, the best episode is when he gets hit by a car.
Then, then he gets replaced by the Italian dog.
I didn't even see that episode. I just know
you haven't seen it.
No, because
they have the only Italian dog for 2 days.
The only reason I know about it is like that one viewer was like, they killed a dog off Family Guy. Brian, no. No, wait. What did he say? Like, oh, you hear they killed a dog off Family Guy? He's like, they killed Brian. No. That video. I want to listen to that video now. One second. I'm going to find it. You keep talking. I'm going to listen. I'm going to find the... They killed Brian?
There was a Nintendo Direct.
Yeah, fuss you.
Yesterday.
Wait, what was I looking for? Oh, guy sad from...
Brian dying.
Brian, Family Guy, dead. I think this is it.
Family Guy.
The dog, Brian?
Yeah, Brian.
Man, stop playing, for real.
I'm not. I'm playing, man. Brian's
dead.
Yeah.
Brian's dead.
9 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Freaking.
Dude, that video makes it worth it, Brian's death. Makes it worth Brian's existence.
Because.
No, let's be honest, dude. Family Guy was at its peak, and the day Cleveland left is the day that show started going downhill.
Dude, it's facts. When Cleveland.
And then
gone,
by the time he came back, the show was far too gone to be saved.
Yeah. The they did a Mario Kart announcement. They got some new characters coming in.
You see the Family Guy thing where it's, I think Quagmire's in the hospital or something, and then Peter's all like, "What's wrong with him, Doc?" He's like, "I'm sorry to break it to you, Cleveland's right next to me." He's like, "Your friend's black." He's like, "No, not that friend." I like that video too. I love Family Guy.
It's a good show.
But Simpsons, I do like better.
You like it more?
I think,
but we can both agree that American Dad sucks, right?
I don't even think I've ever watched it.
It's garbage. It's not fun.
Or what's the King of the Hill, dude? I hate that show.
You hate it?
That show's kind of funny. Show's kind of scary. I don't like the animation. Like, yeah, it's like frightening. And what's the Bobby
looks
kid?
Like super early Family Guy, but like
the whole show
with like way less budget, and it keeps looking like that all the way till the end.
And Bobby, dude, plus that kid. You know, when he's like jumped through the door, he's like...
You sound like my freaking dog, dude.
Whenever he gets what are they even doing in that episode? They're like, I think it's like a surprise thing, but he literally jumps in with his arms out. He's like...
I don't know.
Plus that show.
Bobby, all I know is that in one episode, he like... takes a woman's self-defense class, and one of the things is to kick someone in the balls to, like, bring him down. And then he wins a fight at school by kicking his bully in the nuts. And then his dad is all mad at him because it isn't the honorable way to win.
I like The Sims a lot more because Family Guy's, like, I feel like it's such like a 14-year-old boy show. Like, cause it's too dirty for young kids, but I feel like it's like too dirty for adults. Like, you know how like when you're mature, I guess. Like it's honestly that kind of potty humor is just kind of unfunny to most adults.
Yeah,
I think that's why it's such a 14-year-old boy show. But The Simpsons, they have their moments, but like most of the time is relatively clean. Except remember sixth grade teacher like my family did not let my parents did not let me watch The Simpsons when I was a kid. It's like because you grew up on a farm, you dumb idiot.
Yeah, you freaking grew up in basically 1738, dude.
But dude, you see The Simpsons I have up there, dude? I got all of them.
I don't know. I haven't been on that Simpsons grind in a while.
Dude, no, I love Simpsons 7th grade and 8th grade and 9th grade. And then this year is when I started watching Family Guy. And then again, it got so... I think old Family Guy is so funny, and then it gets... I think that's probably why I switched back to Simpsons. Because I started getting to the... Because The Simpsons is pretty good until, like, the very end.
I feel like it's pretty good until, like...
The very end, yeah.
Well, there's 30 seasons, so it's...
I guess, like...
It's not good after season 13.
See, no, honestly, it's pretty good till then. Like, season 11 is so funny.
Well, yeah. Once season 13 comes around, then it sucks.
I don't know. I can't remember the social.
Basically, seasons 3 through 7 are hilarious.
Once, honestly, shows are so much funny when the animation's, like, not as clean. Like, when animation starts getting clean, dude, that's... Like, SpongeBob, dude. SpongeBob sucks now.
Dude, yeah.
The GOAT episodes of SpongeBob are when, like, they're so low quality.
Yeah, and, like, the weird thing to look at with old SpongeBob episodes is, like, how undersaturated everything looks. Like,
I know, but it was better, dude.
It looks better because the colors aren't, like, as bright. Like, not everything pops out.
Like, dude, it hurts my eyes when I watch SpongeBob these days.
Yeah. And, like, there's nothing wrong with a simple color palette. I don't know. Kids shows had it pretty figured out.
Until now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, because I feel like the kids shows, they could get away with a lot, dude. Like, literally, Bikini Bottom.
Yeah.
Sandy Cheeks.
Like, that's funny.
Squidward's nose.
Yeah. Like,
it's just, they could get away with
all,
that.
All
but
funny stuff.
If SpongeBob came out now, dude, they would not get past the pilot episode.
Yeah, for real. And I don't even know. I feel like kids shows are less creative even. Like, they're not even, like...
Because they don't have an attention span to last whole episode. I'm not saying my attention span's good now. I definitely have a very, very poor attention span.
Well, kids are almost worse.
I know,
dude.
But, well, since... That's why I install TikTok. Plus TikTok.
You and I are, like, we're some of the last...
You and I, we're not so different, Jack.
Well, yeah. I feel like we were, like, some of the last born where you didn't watch a lot of shows on your parents' phone, really. Like, I didn't watch anything on my mom's
phone. I do remember being like, hey, Dad, can I play on your phone? That was, like, games. That wasn't, like...
Yeah, I remember playing, like, Angry Birds.
Yeah,
I didn't even have cable. Like, people are like, oh, you didn't watch this growing up? I'm like, I didn't have cable. My family couldn't afford cable until in 5th grade. Then we finally got cable again. But, like, I watched shows on Netflix.
I remember when you watched Zard Mark
that show
in 6th
awesome.
Grade. We were both come to school, like, dude, that episode is sick.
Dude, I loved that show, dude. It was funny. I remember...
It was funny until Jake Paul was off, honestly.
Yeah,
Jake Paul
left,
was actually
and then
funny
it
that show, dude.
Yeah. I think it's just funny that he was on a Disney Channel show.
Well, no, because it was before the whole, like, what the fuck is up, you Irish lad?
Yeah.
But...
And it was... Honestly, I liked Disney Channel shows, and, like... I'd go to my grandma's house, and she had cable, and me and my sister would watch Disney Channel a lot. But, like, I never watched anything on my parents' phone, didn't have an iPad, didn't have any of that.
We had an iPad in my family, but, like, we had, like, the iPad for more for, like, games. Or I'd make, like, Lego videos. What I did a lot, I'd always watch, like, the Lego YouTube channels. So I'd have, like, the iPad set up, and I'd be like, all right, this is the guy he... And I'd, like, you know when you, like, put your hand over it, like, when you're showing something and, like, focuses? I'd do that a lot. Like, dude, I knew my stuff. I have some videos, actually, on my computer of me doing that.
The closest thing I had is I had Netflix on my 3DS.
I was, dude, 3DS, this is...
Dude.
Didn't they have YouTube, too? They had YouTube,
Netflix.
Netflix,
Hulu.
They had Hulu?
Yeah.
Dang. Dude,
I didn't get Hulu till, like, 7th grade, but, like, if I had Hulu... Might have watched something.
Dude, I used to watch Hulu so much. What did I even watch? Oh, I watched BizardVark. Like, when I, like, at 2019 summer, that's when I, like, that was, like, the first summer I had my Xbox. I'd play Minecraft a lot, and I'd watch Hulu. Like, I remember June 18th, more than I remember my actual birthday, like the day before my birthday, 2019. So I was so excited for my birthday that, like, you remember that video? I'm like running. I jumped to the camera, and like that was made on that day because I was already so bored and I like couldn't think of anything. What was it? Like, wow.
Oh, I remember that.
That video was made on June 18th. Where I set the camera up on my phone. Like, I set the camera on, like, the floor, and I ran into my room and jumped to it. Remember that video? I wish I saw those videos. I wish I had archived them instead of deleted them.
You deleted them?
Oh, yeah, I don't even have them.
That sucks, bro.
They might be somewhere out there.
What other Disney Channel show did I like a lot? I don't know.
I didn't watch Disney Channel that much. I watched a lot of Cartoon Network.
To be honest, my mom and dad, well, especially my mom, she really hated cartoons that yelled a lot, in her opinion, that the kids' voices were kind of annoying, you know? And Nickelodeon was very guilty of that.
Yeah.
Except for pretty much, well, no. Except for Avatar The Last Airbender. That was pretty much the only one that didn't yell a lot.
I feel like they still yell on that, don't they?
No.
I guess the voice acting
is a lot different than, like, SpongeBob.
Well, obviously, SpongeBob.
Yeah, and, like, you know that show Fish Hooks?
Yeah, I do.
She hated that. And she hated...
Well, Fish Hooks is just lazy, dude.
Yeah, and any of those shows she didn't like. And I feel like...
Well, that's like kids' humor, dude, yelling.
Yeah, and so... I think that Avatar is the best kids' show ever made. It's too easy.
Bro is so biased.
How? I did watch some SpongeBob growing up.
I'm not saying SpongeBob's the best either. I'm just saying since you were so like enclosed, you didn't get cable till fifth grade, and you like that was the only show your mom approved you watching. That is so biased, dude.
No, we just had. I had Avatar and I watched it plenty of times.
I know. I'm not saying it's a bad show. I'm not saying it is the. It's definitely not the best kid show ever made.
I think so. According to the IMBD made IMBD, a list.
Dude, nobody cares about IMBD. That's like using Wikipedia as a source.
IMBD has freaking like so many. I don't know.
Yeah, dude.
IMBD had
probably dude SpongeBob probably pretty high on IMBD too.
It is.
Yeah.
IMBD created a list of the best TV shows, and SpongeBob was on there, but Avatar was number 7 for the best of all time. And Breaking Bad was number 1.
Yeah. And Better
Call Saul was number 2.
Those two shows are very biased.
I've literally never seen it, but everyone says everyone's
like,
so good.
Breaking Bad is the best show ever. You know like that Family Guy episode where Breaking Bad is the best show ever, except maybe The Wire.
Yeah.
It's like that literally it's so there's a lot of I don't even know what the best show is. There's a lot of shows I personally like, but Avatar is definitely not the best kid show.
What is?
I don't know. Not Avatar.
Give me a case, or else it's Avatar. Come on.
Okay, one second. I need some time to think.
Okay. Well,
but it's definitely not Avatar.
On my favorite TV shows, Avatar is definitely up there.
A lot of shows I watched is okay. I'm not saying these are the best. Before you're like, those are not the best show ever made.
I will not argue.
Okay. Shows that I enjoyed as a kid, Chowder. Did you watch Chowder?
I remember.
Chowder had a lot of yelling, so probably not.
I remember watching it at a friend's house, and I was like,
Chowder?
I was like, it's all right.
Ed, and Eddie. You watched that? Yeah. I love Ed, and Eddie. What else? The Kids Next Door. Is that? I think that's like that bald kid with the sunglasses. I think that's what it's called.
You ever watch Lil Bill?
Lil Bill?
That black kid who's bald?
Oh, I know.
That show's awesome.
The kid who looks like Tyler Crater. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Like, the people they edit, it's like, damn, I got a big head forehead.
Yeah.
No, I did not watch that. I watched Caillou as a kid.
I watched Caillou a lot, too, because I hated Sesame Street. There was a show, and what was it called? There was a show, and it was like...
Oh, Yo Gabba Gabba, did you watch that, dude?
I never did, but I did know a lot of kids that liked
it. Yo Gabba Gabba's a goat, dude.
Freaking, there was a show, and it was like... It's kind of weird to think about, but like, it was like there was a star, or like a moon or whatever, and then a lady, and she was the host, and it was like a kid's like nighttime like program, kind of. And different shows would play, and then there was a segment where like this little moon character and then a lady would talk.
Mm-hmm.
and Caillou and Sesame Street and a weird show about ballerina rats, I remember, or something. It was really weird. I just remember watching those shows, and I hated Sesame Street, and I would turn it off if Sesame Street got on, but I watched Caillou.
There was other shows, Dora and Diego.
I watched a lot of Dora, bro.
Both Dora and Diego were so good, yeah, dude.
And them crossovers, dude, yeah, went dude. Crazy.
And,
bro.
Oh, Ni Hao. It was like Ni Hao Kailan. It's like some little Asian girl. And then it's animated. It's like an Asian girl. And then she has like a friend who's a Thai. I'm going to search it up.
I watched
dude.
A lot of old Cartoon Network shows. You know Samurai Jack?
Yeah.
Dude, I watched that.
I don't know. Wait, what is it? Oh, Ni Hao. Kailan. Yeah, this show. She has like a tiger as a friend.
Oh, I saw.
And
I remember that show existing. I never watched it.
I watched that show. So there's Ni Hao Kailan, Yo Gabba Gabba. These are like when I was young. Dora and Diego.
I loved What's New Scooby-Doo so much.
I did love What's New
Dude,
I liked What's New Scooby-Doo as a kid a lot more, but I think Scooby-Doo, yeah. Where Are You? I think
that
was the
show
best.
Was goated, bro.
Which one?
Scooby-Doo, Where Are You?
Yeah,
from
dude.
The 60s?
That one's the best one by
dude,
far.
And the fact that Cartoon Network bought it and started airing it in the 90s.
No, like the Boomerang, Boomerang, that yeah. channel where it's like airs the old Cartoon Network?
Yeah,
That's the good.
Or it would do
Coward
the
Flint's. I mean, what's
Courage
it?
The Cowardly Dog.
Yeah, that.
I never watched that.
I couldn't watch it alone. Like I had to watch with my sister Libby, or else I'd be too scared.
Really?
That was also the same with Phineas and Ferb. I'd never watched Phineas and Ferb alone because it was scary.
Really?
Like it wasn't like scary, but it was like kids be. I have like megalophobia, which is like you have a fear of big things.
Yeah.
So like, you couldn't stand next I couldn't like watch it.
You like couldn't stand next to like. A cruise ship because they're giant, or would
I don't
you
know.
They would like.
I don't know.
I think
if a cruise ship was outside of water, just kind of laying on the ground, I'd probably be like.
The shows that were on Netflix, because that's what I had as a kid, because there were Phineas and Ferb was on Netflix when I was young, well when we were young, but so I loved that
dude,
show.
I love the pop filter smell.
I watched Phineas and Ferb a lot. Avatar and SpongeBob were on Netflix at one point, and I watched them both. And then I loved Gravity Falls, but I didn't have.
I did like Gravity Falls, except I watched it like before it got its storyline. Like you know how it gets the storyline.
Yeah.
It's all like the handprint books or whatever. I didn't watch that.
No, I remember really liking the show, and it's still good. It's the fan base is weird, but like it's still a good show, I think.
Hmm.
But I love Regular Show a lot. It's probably my favorite.
I hated Regular Show when I was younger, but I love it now, dude.
It's one of the best.
No, because I think I hated Regular Show because I never watched it. I just remember it being like my mom was like, "Oh, that show's just like," because it's like it's kind of inappropriate, like in ways.
Yeah, it's. I feel like it's like the perfect teenager show.
Yeah,
almost.
Muscle Man himself is like.
Yeah.
Just kind of how he's boobs.
Yeah.
Like,
and like if he gets hit, they smack him and stuff.
Yeah.
It's
like, since I didn't, well, also I had cousins that watch it and those cousins were weird. So like, so I didn't like it for that reason. I was like, man, if my cousins watch this and they're like that, I wonder what I'd be like if I watched that.
That's what I said about Shrek, because my one cousin, my cousin Owen, his family, they loved Shrek. And I was like, bro, I ain't watching that. Cause. Mostly because his family, like, you know the off-brand controllers for consoles?
Yeah.
Like,
they had those?
Rock Candy. Do you ever have one of those? I have a nunchuck for the Wii. It's see-through, and you can see the components inside. That brand, they only got those kind because they would break their controllers really quick. These cousins, okay, they had their Wii for years. They didn't have a copy of Mario Kart Wii.
Whoa,
it was broken. It was broken for a long time. We tried fixing it a million times. It didn't work. All the games they had were super weird. And the day that it broke was my little cousin, their youngest kid. There's kind of like life hack. You put toothpaste on the disc, rub it in, and then wash it off, and it's supposed to fill in the cracks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He did that, except he just put toothpaste on, smeared it around, and put it into the Wii. And then the water and the toothpaste short-circuited the Wii, and it started smoking.
I remember that life hack where you, like, put the toothpaste on. My mom always told us to do it, and it, like, it works, but not, like, for a long time.
Yeah, no. You'd have to do that a lot. We did that. I remember my Mario Bros. Copy. We did that, too. And then
I remember doing that with Minecraft. When I was younger, we bought Minecraft, like, probably, like, 4 different times. Because we had it on demo first, and then, like, we bought it. It probably broke. We probably bought it again. Probably broke later. Mm-hmm. And then, like, way later, we bought it again. And then probably bought it on this Xbox, the one I have now. Oh, I also bought it on my computer, too. So, I probably bought it, like, 4 times.
My, like, as a kid, I didn't have an Xbox or anything. I had Wii.
Bro, it was a Nintendo family.
Wii U, man. And I don't think there's anything wrong with having Nintendo consoles.
I think Nintendo's very good. I think Nintendo's probably the best family console.
Yeah. I love Nintendo games a lot.
Yeah. I remember we had a Wii when I was younger. I don't know why I like doing that.
And everyone had a DS. That's the thing, dude. My family has probably had like 6 DSs.
Did you ever take photos of yourself on the DS and you draw like you as a superhero?
I never did that, but we did draw like mustaches on my sister.
We do that with Flash. Like we take a photo of ourselves, like with a straight face, and we draw like us as Flash or Batman and stuff like that. Or we do like the mustaches, like, or you give yourself like boogers and like that. You like make yourself ugly.
Dude, there was an app like that on the Wii that you could do.
What? Make yourself ugly?
You could put stuff on pictures and draw stuff on them.
Yeah, I don't think that was. Oh, on Wii.
Wii, and you could like add things, so you could like put a sunglasses,
mm-hmm.
and you could like make them bigger by putting the Wii remote closer to the sensor bar and stuff. And like I remember doing that a lot, and you could just do like random pictures, like if you did something in a game and it like you like did something important, like in Mario Kart, if you beat all the Grand Prix, it would give you like this picture, and then you could edit that.
Yeah.
But then Drew and I discovered that you could put, if you got an SD card with pictures on it, you could edit those pictures. And I had a Thomas the Tank Engine stuffed animal, and we took a picture of it and put a mustache on it, sunglasses, and then we put smoke coming out of his like pipe at the top.
You guys probably ate that up,
and
dude.
And we thought it was funny. Yeah, dude. We thought it was so funny.
Speaking of funny, let's go get some food.
Is that what's funny about getting food?
It's funny because we have to drive separate cars. It's like you're grounded from me. It's kind of
dude. It's ridiculous. All
right, what we at? We are at like 50 minutes. Yeah. I think we could just wrap it up here.
You want to wrap it up? Well, I don't. All I'm saying is like we were a Nintendo family. I like Nintendo games still, and like my brother taught me from a young age to like take care of my stuff. Like I valued money and, like, how much controllers cost and stuff at a very young age. The nunchucks that we have for our Wii are the ones that came in the box in 2006, and they still work perfectly. And people are like, oh, mine broke.
It's because you guys are dumb idiots.
People would put the cord behind them, connecting the Wii remote, so that it would be Wii remote cord behind them and then the nunchuck on the other side. They did that, and it would stretch the wires and pull the wires out of the controller.
I've never seen anyone in my life do that, but I believe you. I believe you.
But, yeah, like, this kid one time, he was all like, oh, I couldn't play that game because my nunchuck broke. And I was like, did you put it around the back of yourself? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, that's why it broke.
That's why. I think it's common sense to, like, hold it like this.
Yeah, dude, I met a kid who holds the Wii remote in his left hand and the nunchuck in the right.
Is he left-handed?
No. He just thought that was the way it was done.
Well, maybe like, he's a dumb idiot.
Like, you can do that, but it's weird, bro.
What? You see that cord that's unplugged on the bottom?
What is it?
I don't know. The thing is, the everything is working fine, but I don't know. But it is.
It looks like the old adapter you used to plug your phone into.
I know, but I'm using those.
I have no idea.
Oh, I know exactly what it is. I wanted to use it for that camera, and but I wanted to move the audio thing right here, so I probably unplugged it and gave it like that stupid idiot extender, and I probably just left that there. So we're using a dumb extender.
All right, well,
we're gonna go eat. We're gonna end the podcast here. Hopefully, the camera's fine. It's not that bad, but hopefully soon we'll upgrade it because this is freaking stupid. Like, I usually sit in this corner and Jack sits in that corner. Like, what I want to do,
scoot it in a little bit.
What I really wanted to do, this if I had to like move everything, I'd want two separate chairs and like an end table, like a little end table in the middle. We can have like a little coffee. You know,
that'd like be that goated episode where we tried Sprite Cranberry.
Yeah, except we had a table in front of us. Yeah. But I'd like have like two like different like singular seats, and then something in the middle, like a. But
oh, the anniversary is almost coming around, so
what anniversary?
You know that pomegranate 7-Up that I still have from the holiday season?
Yeah.
We're Drew and I are gonna drink it on June 25th because that's a 6-month period before between Christmas and now. You know.
You still have that?
Yeah, I do. It's in my mini fridge sitting there. It's kind of awesome. It's sitting it's sitting behind some protein shakes. But
alrighty, well, we're going to end it here. Hopefully this we're probably going to name this something like Dash Got His License or something like that, because then I can make a thumbnail pretty easily.
Yeah.
So go talked about that for go subscribe to the YouTube channel if you're listening on us on Spotify or Apple Music or Apple Podcasts like a dumb idiot. go follow our Instagram, cause I want to start posting little clippets from there.
You not want to use TikTok?
I mean, I can, but you might as well use Instagram. Yeah, plus TikTok. I don't like TikTok. I don't really like Instagram Reels either. So plus Instagram Reels, plus Apple Music. But thank you for listening.
So what do you watch? YouTube Shorts?
No. Well, I hate posting on Instagram Reels. Oh. I enjoy watching them.
You enjoy watching them. And you don't enjoy watching TikToks.
I don't like TikToks. No, I don't like TikTok as an app. But there are some funny TikToks. No, have you like, it's probably like, have you sent Joe Rogan thing where it's like, I read the term of service, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, they have access to everything. That's another, I don't like TikTok for that. There's a lot of things I don't like TikTok for. But plus TikTok. All right.
Well,
goodbye. Enjoy your week. We'll be back next Thursday.
Fire.
I think next Thursday will be July. Happy July 4th.